And we're back. Yes, that's right. We're back. We're right here. We didn't go anywhere. I hope you didn't, because we're about to get to the really fun part of today's show, at least from my perspective, which I've already admitted is not a normal perspective, but it's still my perspective, right? So Katie James is with us. Thanks, Katie, again, for coming on down to SOC and to Mornings at McFarland's and talking with us about Baraboo Theater Guild and your own background. Been great getting to know you a little bit here. So, but you are doing a show right now that I thought sounded really cool. I honestly, All Hands on Deck was not a show that I was familiar with. And then I started to do some research, and the first thing that came up was like Branson, Missouri has the same show basically right. that you're doing. And I thought, what, to have Branson, Missouri people coming? And I started looking more into, you know, Baraboo inserted in the search, and sure enough, you guys came up there as well. But tell us about that show. It sounds like just such a cool idea overall.
Yeah, well, so what kind of wound up happening is the Baraboo Theater Guild always does a winter dinner theater and a spring dinner theater. And we decided that we wanted to do some sort of musical review for our spring dinner theater. And if you start looking at all the various websites, there's a lot of musical reviews out there. Some are good and some are maybe not as good, but it's hard to tell always from just reading the description until you get the music and all that. But
it's like a sales pitch on anything.
Right, yeah. Exactly. So we were looking through them all, and this one just jumped out at us. For various reasons, one of them being just how awesome the music is from the 1940s era. So this show called All Hands on Deck is a 1940s show. The first act is sort of a remake, or if you want to call it that, of a USO tour.
Okay.
And then they make it work out so that the second act then is a radio show.
Okay.
So, and it's almost all music. There's 42 songs represented in
wow.
this show. Now, of course, we're not singing all of every 42
right.
songs, or
yeah.
you would all be there for 3 hours. And we know that people don't want to do that. But, you know, a verse here.
Although in the day, they would have wanted
right,
to.
Right, that's
you know?
True.
Yeah.
So, so there's, you know, some dialogue, and there's, so it's four parts, four singers. That's it. Just,
okay.
you know, one on a part.
Four singers,
four
really.
Four part harmony, just like, you know, you would have heard in those days, which you don't hear as much anymore.
That's a huge vocal workout.
Yes.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So, you know, some of it's a number of solos, but then there's also a number of tunes that we all sing together. It's with a 9-piece, actually it's turning into a 10-piece big band as
very
our
cool.
orchestra. So that's pretty neat, you know, to have the horns, you know,
sure.
trumpet, trombone, saxophones, flute, all
which
of that.
Which kind of with that music, if you don't have that, it's
right.
like, oh.
It's not the same.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah,
that's
so
a lot of music for those guys and their chops to learn,
is.
Too.
It is, yeah.
Holy
so,
cow.
But it's so fun. The musicians that are playing in the band are having a great time putting this together.
I would think
and
so.
And actually, tonight is our first time where all the singers get together with the band and we sing through everything together. So that's always a really fun day
yeah.
To
yeah.
finally hear how it fits all together. So
yeah.
we're looking forward to that.
Excellent. And you've got a week yet? It's not this weekend, it's following weekend?
Right. So we open on April 28th.
Okay.
And so it's April 28th, 29th, and 30th. And then the following weekend, which is May 5th, 6th, and 7th.
So is that like a Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay, so then yep. is the Sunday an earlier show? Or?
So because of the timing of this show and actually the community choir concert up there, we had to, our first Sunday on April 30th is a 4:30 dinner and a 5:30 show because the concert is earlier in the day.
Okay.
But then the second Sunday, May 7th, is a 12:30, you know, a lunch more so than a dinner, and then a 1:30 show.
Okay.
So those are earlier anyway, and then the Friday, Saturdays, 6:30 dinner, 7:30 show, pretty more standard time.
Okay. And the dinner theater, so you're having dinner for an hour or so, and then the show
correct.
Is starting up, so it's not you're listening to clinking and
no,
you know,
yeah.
my beef is tough. You
right,
know?
yeah. So the dinner happens first, and then dessert is served at intermission. So.
Okay. Oh, so it's something to look forward to in both ways.
Exactly, exactly.
So what? So some of the tunes, it would be, I'm assuming then with 40s music, it'd be a lot of Glenn Miller, Artie Shaw.
Andrew Sisters.
Okay.
Yeah, some Bing Crosby, stuff like that. You know,
okay.
songs like, what are some of the ones? You know, Yankee Doodle.
Oh, sure.
And Chattanooga Choo Choo. I'm in the Mood for Love,
oh,
songs
yeah,
like that,
yeah.
that, you know. That,
the Great American Songbook.
Yes,
I mean,
there's
really.
A lot of songs like that, yep.
So, which, you know, you think of, like, folks like Carrie Connick Jr. and Michael Bublé and how they've really revitalized,
right, exactly.
you know, the stuff that a lot of those crooners, you know, made work.
Yes.
You think of Bing Crosby and Perry Como and, you know, the,
right.
the people that kind of carried that torch for a long time. of course, Frank. So you can't not talk about Frank.
Yes.
But what a cool thing to be a part of. And, well, I thought I read somewhere in the description of the show, it's very patriotic because of this USO background, too, right? So if you're looking for something to just sort of celebrate all the good in America, this is a great show for that, too, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah. There's, near the end of the show, there's a armed forces salute, or, you know, a military medley of all the different songs from the different branches of the military. We are having representatives from the Baraboo VFW and American Legion post the colors, post the flags, and retire them at the beginning and end of the show.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah.
What a neat
yeah.
idea.
And so, and we're working with the Sauk County Historical Society to get some, we've gotten some pictures and stories from local veterans from World War II, the World War II era.
Did I see, too, they were giving some props or letting you have some props that helped to kind
of
set the...
Yeah, it's mostly at this point, you know, posters and pictures and things from that era that we can use. And we're going to be creating a slideshow that will be happening kind of during the show with pictures and things. So it'll really take people back and remind people of that time and that era.
Sure.
So it's been neat to work with them. There's also during each show we have a guest star, and so we liked this as another way to include more local, you know, music people and groups.
Sure.
So every night is a different guest star.
Cool. So they get to sing one of the songs in the piece?
Yeah, or? And actually they come in with their own song and we introduce them. You know, there's a Maxwell coffee commercial, kind of to harken back to that time where I'm sure that's how they sounded. I wasn't there then, I have to be honest, but
I noticed that you're a little younger than the show would normally.
Right.
Verisimilitude is out the window with this one, so that's okay.
To introduce the guest star. So, you know, if those of you that have been able to be a part of the music scene, the Cheddar Chicks, the Flannels, they kind of come from Portage area.
Cool.
Ben Bromley, who...
Ben.
Yep,
sure.
He's going to be one of our guest stars. John Ellington, he's done some singing with Frank Sinatra tunes. He was just recently at the Baraboo Public Library doing that.
Cool.
Deanna Horius Lang, who is the music... teacher now, I guess, that she teaches all the music classes up at BU.
Okay.
Is that six?
Yeah.
I think I got everybody.
Pretty close. So if we forgot somebody, we're very sorry.
Oh, I know. Joel England.
England. Okay.
He plays banjo, actually. He and Mike Powers, who are a duo, and Mike is our piano player for the show, so it worked out well. They were able to come and be our guest star one of the nights.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Well, what a neat way, too, to get, I mean, with a four-person show,
right.
it is hard to get a lot of involvement with that. Although I would think you've got a pretty cool ensemble by now, too.
Yes.
How long have you been working on the show?
I guess about 6 weeks or so is when we got started.
That's about
with rehearsals.
Normal.
Yeah.
Were there tunes, because you're not from the generation, were there tunes that you had not ever heard before but fell in love with? That kind
of? Definitely. And I'm sure some people have heard of them. There were just certain ones that I hadn't heard of, like... By the Light of the Silvery Moon.
Light of the Silvery Moon.
That's right. It's a wonderful song. For whatever reason, I have never heard it, but that's a nice one that we've started working on and it's coming together.
My wife is a huge moon fan in general, so it's like, you know, she's always like, full moon tonight. And it's a pink moon. And I'm like, what is a pink moon? You know, but so anything with moon in it, you know, I see the moon and the moon sees me. You know, that's, you got to know moon songs in my family.
Sure.
So it was just a prereq. But so, cool. Well, isn't that neat to get exposed to a whole genre of music that you maybe kind of knew a little bit about, I would think, as a music major?
Right.
But now you get really a deeper appreciation for...
Definitely. Well, and I actually am I'm the singer with the Hal Edwards Orchestra that performs at Devil's Lake in the summers on Saturday nights. Yeah.
Really?
So I already had some introduction, but what's been wonderful is almost all of these songs for this show are not songs that I sing regularly with them. So I got to learn a whole nother list of songs.
Sure.
So it's been really fun, and to then get to sing with the big band, it's just a very different and wonderful experience.
So is it with your foursome, then, is it a standard SATB kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you're what, soprano, alto?
I'm the soprano.
You're
yep.
soprano. Okay.
Yep.
So cool. Very, very cool. So tickets are how much?
So if you want to do dinner and the show, tickets are $38.50.
Okay.
And the dinner is catered by the Barn Restaurant up in Baraboo, and Amber Giddings there does a wonderful job. And if you want to just come for the show, you can't make it for the dinner, those are $18.
Okay. You know, we had the barn just catered the McFarlane's holiday party. Actually, it was in January, so it really wasn't holiday, but we called it that anyway.
Sure.
But a barn just great food.
Yes.
I mean, we were just so impressed with the quality of the food that they brought out for that. And we actually had it at the Baraboo Arts Center there.
Oh, and that's where this show is taking place.
Okay, excellent. Oh, so you're in the same place, right across from the Circus World, right?
Right, yep.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Excellent. So how many seats are available for that?
I think we have, 12 tables, and each one holds 8, so it's almost 100. Almost
okay.
100 seats that we can have for each show.
And there's just a stage set in there, actually, then with the...
Yeah,
the
we're actually creating, we create a stage in there, and we'll have, you know, of course, there'll be some patriotic decorations and all
sure.
that, because it's just a really fun way, all these patriotic tunes just really get you going, and
yeah.
we're excited to have that atmosphere, that really fun atmosphere.
Well, and Paul and Ann Wolter, you mentioned the Historical Society have been involved with that. I mean,
right.
Paul and Ann have a really great sensitivity for the arts. I would think they did a really great job pulling posters.
Yeah.
And
we were so thrilled that they were willing to put that time and effort into finding the stuff from that era and putting it all together for us.
Well, they just did a thing too, wasn't it, around Halloween time, where they had a bunch of reenactors basically talking about different things within Sauk County, or you know, the history of Sauk County. And we actually sponsored one of the things that they did. McFarland's had a Patty the Powder Gal or whatnot, so, and they were talking about Badger Ammunition Plant, and
oh sure,
so, and it brought all kinds of artifacts from the
yeah.
era and kinds of things that people had to deal with back in that day and age, and
sure.
the whole move, you know, the number of farms that were relocated and yada yada
right.
yada. Just a really what a neat thing in terms of the resources that you've been able to collect
yeah.
together. And folks, I'm going to make an unabashed plea for theater in general. Theater just does a great job as an art form. It does a great job of pulling together all of the art forms under one roof, if you will, or one production.
Right.
So here with your music background, and obviously you had a theater background too, right, in high school?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, what kind of shows had you done in high school?
I was, you know, in Anything Goes. We did Cabaret. We
okay.
did Damn Yankees. And, my senior year, we did Fiddler on the Roof.
Okay.
Good standard show.
Yeah, very much. Well, and think about it, Anything Goes is kind of a patriotic show,
yeah.
or very Americana kind
right,
of thing.
Right, exactly.
So, and then having, what was it when you said, that was, Cabaret. That's set during World War II.
Mm-hmm.
So... this is almost like this was meant to be for
right,
you.
Yeah. now that you put it that way, I think you're right.
So, you know, I try to do that. I try to connect the dots for people. It's
yes,
just,
I appreciate that.
One of my gifts. I don't. Anyways, well, so let's go over the facts again. So next Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So give me the dates again. So
April 28th, 29th, and 30th.
Okay.
And then the following weekend, May 5th, 6th, and 7th.
Okay.
And the way to get tickets, you can look on our website, and our seating chart is on the website
okay.
and the description of the show and everything. And then you actually call the Baraboo Theater Guild phone number,
okay.
which if I look it up here, it's not on this piece of paper. That's not helping me. Well, it's on the website anyway,
okay.
and you can call, and you actually, I'm the person you talk to. I'm the one taking ticket orders, so you would take ticket orders from me.
Is that BaraboTheaterGuild.org?
Yes.
Okay, so it's
mm-hmm.
spell out the whole thing,
yep.
BaraboTheaterGuild.org, and you'll get to the website.
Right.
Okay, and again, you can come to either just dinner and the show, or just the show if you want to. So
right.
different prices depending on what you want to do.
Yep, and obviously we need to know if you're going to come to the dinner, we have to have a dinner order in,
right.
you know, by, I believe, the Wednesday or so before the show. So if you're going to come to the show only, those you can get the night of the show if
okay.
you need to, or ahead of time. But if you're going to have the dinner, we need to know within the next week or so.
Is there like a selection for dinner too? Do you
there
have
is,
different things?
Yeah. Okay. On the Friday nights, it's a tilapia or a garlic and herb ribeye.
Ooh.
And then Saturdays and Ooh. Sundays, it's a chicken option or the ribeye.
Ooh.
So we do fish on Fridays just because it's a Friday Ooh. In Wisconsin, and that's what you do on Fridays Ooh. In Wisconsin is have fish.
And you said the magic words for me, ribeye.
Yes.
That's always is a big plus, anything with, you know, meat.
Right.
So,
yep.
But I have to tell my son's a big tilapia fan. I don't
okay.
know where that came from, but it must be his mother's side. Because here, I grew up on the south side of Milwaukee, and I do not do fish fries. Can you believe it?
Wow.
I probably just alienated a whole bunch of listeners out there, but I just never did it. My mom and dad were always, you know, we grew up Catholic, and, you know, Fridays was like, you do not eat, you know. And
sure.
But I was like, can I have like a salad? I don't don't know. So I'm just weird. So, well, Katie, thanks so much for joining us on the show this morning. I got another quick, some announcements to do after we take another little break here, but just been a joy getting to know you. Break a leg.
Thank you so much.
Break multiple legs on all of the four members of the cast.
Right. So,
and break a leg for the 10 members of the band. And
yeah.
I wish you all the success. Sounds like a great show. Anyone out there that loves music from the 40s or just wants to get to know more about music from the 40s, come on out. Great night of just feeling good about America.
Yes.
Feeling good about music, feeling good about just live theater and all the things it does for people.
Right.
So sounds like you must have a great cast, because if they're all like you, I'm sure it's just...
we're having a good time putting this show together.
I would think so. So, well, hats off to Baraboo Theater Guild for putting a show like that together, and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Ahead of time, I'm going to say I'm sure it'll be wonderful. I'm just positive. So
those me too.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to move forward with that. Well, we'll go wait. We'll take a quick break and hear a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back with community announcements. Don't go anywhere. Again, thanks, Katie. Thanks for being here on WRPQ Radio, 99.7 FM in Baraboo, Wisconsin. Don't go away.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com. Have you noticed? People are moving their exercise from indoors to outdoors. Enjoying the warm weather while training for spring and summer sports is exhilarating. Sometimes that exhilaration leads to overdoing, causing injury. Especially if you're prone to old injuries, haven't worked out for a while, or didn't properly warm up. When injuries occur, the family medicine providers of Prairie Clinic are here to care for your sports injury needs. Call 608-643-3351 to schedule an appointment at Prairie Clinic, 112 Helen Street in Sauk City.
Diamond. It's a magical word, isn't it? While diamonds are associated with engagements and weddings, they make wonderful gifts anytime. See Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop in the Baraboo Mini Mall on Highway 12, Baraboo today. Sophie's offers a beautiful choice of diamond engagement rings and perfect diamond gifts in earrings, pendants, and bracelets. Sophie's also offers in-store financing to qualified buyers with up to 1 year free interest. Diamonds. See them this week at Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts in the Baraboo Mini Mall on Highway 12, Baraboo.
And we're back. Thanks again to my guest this morning, Katie James with Baraboo Theater Guild. Just been great getting to know her. And as we wrap up our show today, like we try to do most weeks, just give you some quick community announcements. There's a lot going on, so I'm going to try to get through these as quickly as possible. Here we go. Ready? Time me. Going to be done in 5 minutes. Okay, here we go. Lunch and Learn is going on today. I don't know if there's still space available, but I wanted to let people know about it because it sounds cool. There's a Lunch and Learn today from 11:30 until 1 p.m. on protecting your family and business on the internet. So it's presented by Meyer Insurance and Waterfront Graphic Design. So if you want to find out, there's a lunch included with it, but you'd have to get in touch with the folks at the Sauk Prairie Area Chamber of Commerce, 643-4168, and reserve a space. See if there's any room available. I hope there is, because it sounds like something a lot of people could benefit from. Then also our friends over at the River Arts on Water Studio are doing an event, presentation design inspiration for Creative Vegetable Garden with Megan Kane from 6 until 8 p.m. April 20th, which I think is tomorrow, if I remember right. If you're interested in that, you can contact Christina Koopman, kcoopman@riverartsinc.org, or call 643-5115. There's a fee for the event. It's $20 per person, but Megan is setting out to create a legion of our gardening addicts that successfully and passionately grow their own food. So going, it sounds like a fun thing. I really appreciate River Arts is trying to do a bunch of things to just kind of throw up a mix. And here we've got a mix for a salad, a good salad after you work hard in the class. Also on April 20th, Thursday, from 6:30 till 8:30 p.m., Maplewood Home Health United and Hooverson are offering a memorial service. So they're inviting you and your loved ones for a service of remembrance, honoring those who have died during the past year. So memorials and rituals often help people deal with wounded hearts and minds at a level beyond words. So this non-denominational service will take place on Thursday from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church, located on Oak Street, 100 Oak Street in Prairie du Sac. So if you're interested in being a part of that service and just commemorating anyone who's close to you, a loved one who's died in the past year, please take a part in that service. Also on Friday night, April 21st from 6 until 9:30 p.m., Sauk Prairie Against Hunger is doing their annual Ladies Out event. So join them up at the Dorf House. They'll be voting on your favorite soup, bread, and dessert offerings, as well as bidding on purses and other items available for a live and silent auction. So all proceeds benefit the Sauk Prairie Against Hunger PAC event. So get on out there to the Dorf House and enjoy that event. Always lots of fun. Then again, River Arts on Water on the 21st, Friday night, is doing another fun workshop. This workshop is on crafts and drafts, wine and beer glass painting. So if you want to know more about what that's about, you can call River Arts. Again, Christina Koopman, kcoopman at riverartsinc.org, or call 643-5215. That also has a fee. That this class lasts 2 hours and includes all the necessary supplies, a class instructor, and 2 drink tickets at $55 a person. So call on down, find out if crafts and drafts. That's just a great title for an event, don't you think? Also, then on Saturday, April 22nd from 1 until 3 p.m., Playtime Productions of Madison is returning to the River Arts Center to present www.oz, a play for children and by children, is sponsored by Sauk City Library at no cost to the community. So tickets are not required. Just come on down to the event, or you can contact Jill at 463-8364 if you'd like to help. So again, that's at from 1 until 3 p.m. on Saturday the 22nd. And also on Saturday the 22nd, big day, there's a Friends of the Library Trivia Challenge going on at St. Al's School Gym on Oak Street in Sauk City at 6 p.m. This is the PDS Library, the Ruth Culver Community Trivia Library Challenge, open to anyone ages 14 to 114. Team competition will include a silent auction, a 50-50 raffle, concessions, prizes, team table decoration contest, and a pie auction. So you can get registrations online and at the library. Maximum team size is 8 members. I have always wanted to go to that. I'm hoping I can make it this year. Just sounds like a lot of fun. And trivia, you know, how can you go wrong with trivia? And then the last event that I want to talk about this morning is on April 24th. I think that's next Tuesday. I don't have a calendar in front of me. Sorry. But I think next Tuesday from 10 a.m. until 2:30, there's an AARP safe driving class held at Maplewood. So as a person of ages, there are changes in vision and flexibility and strength and range of motion and even height, which may reduce control behind the wheel. So one thing older drivers can do to adapt to factors that may affect their driving is to make individual adjustments to find their best person-to-vehicle fit. So this class is all about those kinds of things. For AARP members, it's $15 to $10. For non-AARP members, it's $20. But bring if you have an AARP number, bring that with you and a driver's license to register. But if you participate in that class, a lot of insurance companies will offer discounts if you do a safe driving class like this. So again, that's Monday the 24th at 10 and from 10 until 2:30. Not about wraps it up for today's show. Thanks again for joining us on Mornings at McFarland's. Our guest again was Katie James with the Baraboo Theater Guild. They've got a great show going on next weekend and the following weekend. So if you want to find out more about it, go to baraboo theater guild.org, and you can get tickets and all kinds of information. You can also go on to the Sauk. There's all kinds of places to find information about it, but I'm sure you can call the Chamber of Commerce if you want to get more information as well. But sounds like a great time will be had by many. So thanks for joining us. Next week, come on down and listen to the show again. We're actually going to be doing some square dancing on the air. So if you want to learn about square dancing, this is the show to listen to. Dale Ryan's going to be joining us and actually doing some calls on the air. So how much fun will that be? I don't know. I'm hoping a lot of fun, because that's why we're doing the show. Thanks for joining us here on WRPQ Radio 99.7. Hope to see you again next week, or at least hear that you're hearing us on WRPQ. Thanks for joining us, folks. Take care.
Mornings at McFarland's with host Raul LaBreche is produced live at our 99.7 FM studio at McFarland's in Sauk City. Listen again next Wednesday at 8:05 for another edition of Mornings at McFarland's. Today's show is presented by Prairie Clinic, Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop, and DeMars Plumbing.